You see over here it says Vov, Alec one Daf Vov in the Sefer Mikraos in the back of Og Gemara's. Right, and on Daf Vov, right at the top over there, there's a Vov over there. This is we're now Sefer Yeshaya. Okay, so Perek Vov is a very good one. That's where it's talking about the Maisa Makava, basically. Not the Maisa Makava, basically what's happening in Shemayim in Yeshaya. And this has Kedusha in it. Okay, so Yeshaya was about this Nevuah was about like 170 years before the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So, over here, the first pasuk is B'shanos Moshe Melech Uziyahu. Right, and the year that he died, some people say he didn't actually die, got Tsaras, but Ero, and I saw Hashem Yoshev al Kisei, Hashem sits on the Kisei, Ram, when he saw high and elevated the Shulav, Malem Es Hechel. And the bottom of it was filling all of the Hechel over here. Now, Pasuk Beis, right, Seraphim. Right, you see the Seraphim of it, so the Seraphim are a kind of angels, right? I think it's related also to washing of fire as well, because maybe fire come out of the mouths, or I'm not exactly sure. But anyway, Seraphim, and this, we can like darshan this, because it's not Yecheskel. We're going to see the things you're not supposed to darshan is Yecheskel and the Maaseh Merkava. So if anyone's got some deep insights over here, feel free. I think it's okay. So anyway, so we've got Seraphim over here. So Seraphim, okay, is when we know Michael and Gabriel, those Malachim, they're Seraphim. Okay, so over here, yeah, we're going to speak about this over here in this perek. It's speaking about Michael. It's going to mention Michael. So anyway, but the Seraphim, the multi Seraphim, Oimdim Mima'aloi, are standing above Hashem. Yeah. So now this is important. Yeah, Sheish Kanafayim. Yeah, each one of them has six wings. Sheish Kanafayim Le'echod. Okay, so each of the Malachim, it's important to know, because we're going to have a steerer basically coming from the Gemara that some places are going to say they're going to have four. Yeah, so over here in Yeshaya it says they have six wings. Okay? So what's the purpose of the wings? Okay? B'shtaim Yechasa Ponov, right, comma. Now, right, the two it will use to cover his face. Yeah, B'shtaim Yechasa Es Aroglov, and two of them is used to cover his legs. Okay, for like a sneer, so whatever, Rishtaim, Yoifeif, and two of them you will use to fly, right? To fly with, or maybe it's to, we'll see the, okay?
That's the reason, sorry Mike, that's the reason why we put the talus over our head, and the talus goes down to our feet, and we fold it backwards, so we actually have two wings, that's why. The talus is a synonymous with the way we take the way the talus is doing.
Okay, very nice. Okay.
Has anyone heard that before, or why didn't?
Sounds amazing.
The guy didn't get it wrong then.
I actually made that up.
Okay. Oh, so here's the thing. We know this pasuk. Look at this, yeah? Pasuk Gimel. Yeah?
Right,
it sounds good, yeah? No. Vakoral Zetel. We should have more though. Where's the sit? Anyway, Vakoral Zetel Zetel. So Pasuk Gimel, yeah, over here, is each one is calling one to the other. This is basically you're giving one of the kavod, like saying like you go first to the greater one, yeah. But Omar, yeah, and this is what we say. This is the kedusha, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Sends to Mekoyis Moloch Olah Aritz Kavoidoi. Okay, so I saw the Marsha. I didn't understand it 100%, but the Marsha in Chulin that basically said there's the Shira of that Malachim is mentioned three times apparently in Tanakh. Yeah, one is here. Yeah, one is Yechezkel, which you're going to see, and the other one is by Yaakov Avinu when he struggled with the Malach, and the Malach said, "I want to go and do Shira," right?
And that's not Mefurish, it's
and that's not even Mefurish, right? So that's the three, right? So so over here, this is the one familiar with in Kedusha, the Kadosh Kadosh one. Okay, fine. So that's it. But just good to be familiar with these pesukim. If you need a reference, right, if you're confused with anything, go over here. It explains the pesukim, and it's pretty straightforward. Now, jumping to the next to the bottom of this page, right? We said Yechezkel over there. So Yechezkel, yeah. You see that? Have I found it? Yechezkel over here. So let's just read. This is good to go. To get the history. Vayehi b'shloishim shana. So shloishim over here means in the Yovel, the 30th year of the Yovel. See that at the bottom over there? It's the 30th year of the Yovel. Okay, this is already in Golos over here. Berevi'i means a bit in Tammuz. Yeah, Bechamisha means on the fifth day of the month, L'chodesh. V'ani v'soich agoyla, and I'm in Golos. Yecheskel was in Golos. This Nevuah was in Chutzlaretz. Okay? And this was in between, is that connected to the Purim story? Right, because we know that there was a bit of a shtickle mistake with the Cheshbon of like when did the 70 years end in Gemara Megillah, because there was a process of the Golos. First, there was the Golos of Yochin, yeah, and then 11 years later was the destruction of the Temple. And so when the Golos of Yochin, they basically banished, what in exile, all of the Choshev people. So Yecheskel was one of those people. So he was in the Golos, and this was before the actual Temple was destroyed. So this Nevuah is actually about the Ma'aseh Makabeh, is about the destruction of the temple. It was foretelling of the destruction of the temple. Okay, but Anibasof Gola. So it was Al Nahar Kvar on this river. Niftachu Shemayim, the Shemayims were opened. The era, and I saw Ma'aris Elohim, visions of God. Right? Now, next Pasuk Dalim, jumping over the page to Zion. Okay, so this is important. Obviously, it says the first word of this Pasuk is Vayera. Okay?
Vayera.
Vayera. Right, so there's actually three times it's going to say in this Perek the word Vayera, which is going to be important to know. Yeah, so this is number one. Vayera number one. Yeah? Now, Vehine Ruach Sarah, there was a stormy wind. Bomb in the top one, it's come from the top one. Yeah. Onan Gadol, there's a great cloud. There's burning fire. Vanoigan, there's some kind of a light. Loi Soviv around it. And Misucha Ke'en Chashmal. So now there's some kind of Chashmal, whatever that is. Yeah, there's some kind of Chashmal. Yeah, Misucha Ish, within the Ish. Okay. So, okay. So now it's interesting to know there's actually 28 pesukim in the Perek Aleph of Yecheskel. Yeah, and we're going to say basically up until Pasuk 26, yeah, it's more lenient, meaning it could be, according to some people, you can even learn it normally. Yeah, only when it comes to the real problematic pesukim are the last two pesukim, Pasuk Chof Zayin and Chof Ches. That's why I'm not getting really, really nervous right yet. Later I'm going to start maybe shaking or just not tell you anything.
Convulsing.
I don't even know either. Right.
Convulsing.
Right. So anyway, so now this positive valve, yeah? Now this is, so we just said before, in Yeshaya it was speaking about the Seraphim. So the Seraphim and Michael and Gabriel, so they travel around, right? So we know that they come to this world, whatever, yeah? So yeah, but these angels, we're gonna have the Chayos, yeah, and we're gonna have the Oifonim, and they're part of the Merkava, right? The Merkava, which is the chariot for the Kisei, which kind of supports the Kisei Kabbal. Okay, and so these are all kind of like whatever. So now the Marshal, it says, comes out in Tulei, that basically that in levels of like hierarchy, Seraphim seems like a lower, even though they're like high level. Mikhail was big. He was like the biggest of the Seraphim, but it sounds like the Chayot on a higher level, and then Oifonim after, and then Seraphim. So it goes Chayot, Oifonim, then Seraphim. And but we don't really hear about the Chayot so much because they don't really interact with us. They're just with Hashem over there. Okay, so now V'arba Ponim Le'echos. Right, each one of these. So there's actually, I think there's four Chayot. Okay. Over that on the Kisei Parleia, and each one of those four Chayot has four faces, right? Yeah, okay. But Arba Kanafayim, and they have four wings. So that's, we're gonna have a steer about this. There's four wings, L'achas Mehem, because we would assume that we would all have the same number of wings, right? The angels have like six wings or whatever. So we assume that. So we're gonna have a. We're gonna discuss this.
How do we know we're talking about clouds, right?
We do, because it's clear in the Pesukim, if you see, because this isn't quite all of them, but you see, we did Pasuk Aleph, Dalet, Vav, so you have to believe me.
It's a different league. This Ma'at's a different league of Chal.
Yeah,
the other one has only one face. This has four.
Yeah,
it's
four
all different
faces.
Ma'at's
of Chal. Right. And then it's going to, later in the parashah, it's going to speak about the Oifonim as well. Okay, now, jumping to Pasuk Zion. So I actually put on Vav, across from that, I actually put Chayot. In fact, I put Ha-Chayot, just as a note to myself. This is referring to the Chayot over here. Okay? And then on Pasuk, on Tes Vav, maybe just jump down, I put by that put the oifonim. You see, posit tesvav, I wrote onto the side, and that's then speaking about the oifonim on posit tesvav.
Even though it says vera hachayot.
Yeah, but then it says vehine oifen echad baretz. Right. Right. That's what it introduces. Right. Together. Good. Okay. So. So back to pasuk vav. Okay. So the arba ponim lechas. So each one had four faces and each one had four wings. Lechas mehem. Okay. Now pasuk zayin. Okay. The ragaleim regel yeshara, and their legs were regel shara. This is famous. That's why we stand in Shimon Esrei with our legs straight. Okay. The chaf ragaleim, and the here is basically the base of their feet. Yeah. Kikaf regal egel, they had like oxen feet, whatever, hooves, basically.
Cloven hooves.
Right? Cloven hooves, very good, very kosher. Okay? The noitzim ke'en nechoshes kalal, and they basically were shining. Noitzim, right, okay? Like some kind of shiny copper or something. Okay, jumping to Pasuk Yud.
So you say that the Ophanim have four legs?
They didn't say that. They didn't.
They said that you have
their regal seem like one.
Right. But then the other one were said like by.
They had four faces.
But they said the strong have two legs also, right? You said it covers their feet.
It covered. It was mashed. You mean it was mashed, but it was plural?
Yeah.
Unless you speak to them generally, you know. I don't know. But it could be. Yeah, good. Good point. Yeah, we're trying to. Yeah, yeah. I'm working this out as we go along. I mean, I looked. I've been looking around. Whatever. But this is like. You know, I haven't got a safer on like Hilchas Malachim or you know Maisim. I haven't got one of those. Anyway, the Demus Peneim. Now we want Pasuk Yud. The Demus Peneim. So this is familiar. The figure of their face. Okay, now was Penei Adam. So they have four faces, right? So they may have heard of this. Yeah. So one was a Penei Adam, the face of a man. Yeah. And now this actually reads a Penei Ariyeh Eliyomim, and it had the face of lion, means to the right of the man. Right, so the frontal face was the man, and to the right of that was an Aryeh. La Arbasam, to all four of the Chayot, because there was four of the Chayot. Yeah? A Penei Shor, there was also a Penei Shor. This is also important, because this is actually going to be a bit stickle, maybe changed. There was one of them was a Shor. How's the word? Ox?
Ox.
One was Ox. Mere small, to the left, means to the left of the man. La'arbaton for all of them, yeah. But for Nesha, and there was also an eagle face, yeah. La'arbaton, and obviously that's going to be at the back.
What does that mean, la'arbaton?
I mean to the four of them, because there were four chayot. So the four chayot, right? Okay. So
now they're all the same.
They're all the same, yeah. It sounds like, yeah. I don't know how they faced, if they all faced like different directions, you know, like or not. I didn't figure that. I don't know. You know. I don't know if I'm allowed to like delve into that either. I'm not sure.
It was one being with four faces.
Yes. No. There were four of them.
Four of them with
four. With four. So there's 16 faces altogether. It seems. Yeah.
Yeah. Each one had four faces.
Yeah. Each one had four faces. Okay. Now, so this Yusuf the Pasuk Yudalit. Yeah. Vachayos Rok. Sorry. This is Lashon Run. Yeah. This is important to get this Pasuk down. We're going to speak about this. So Vashoy. They were running forward and coming back. Basically, running back and forth. Yeah, Kamara Bozdak, like maybe like lightning.
Sorry, where do we know this for? Where was that in the Pasuk?
Well, if you look in the if you look in, so it's good to go through the whole thing. It doesn't bring all the Pasukim. I'm just at that. But you see, like it says, like Abaton means the four of them over here. Look in the
Pasuk.
Yeah, if you want to look at your Cheskel, you can look over that. It will. Yeah, Pop Perik Aleph. Okay. Okay, now that's that. Okay, fine. So anyway, we're going to speak about that as well. And now Tesvav, the era chayos and I saw the chayos. Okay, oifen. Now he's introducing the. I should not joke around. The oifen, it was an oifen. Is another kind of malach. Yeah, echad. But aretz was, and so this was in the aretz means in the meaning of the aretz means of the shemayim. You mean on the ground level shemayim. Whatever that is, yeah. Eitz l'chayos, right? It's by the chayos la'arba'as ponov, to its four faces. So there seems to be in this perush over here two explanations over there. If there was maybe there's only one oifan to each of the chayos, or maybe it had dalid ponim. It seems to say. I'm not sure about that. Okay. Okay. Now. Posh, there was a demus al roishe chaya. Okay, there was a So it's funny that, you know, we've learned just as an agav, that sometimes we learn in the Gemara sometimes understands the pesukim differently from than they are basically. So over here, when they translate this, I think they translate it according to the pesukim as they are, not always according to the Gemara. So I'm going to leave that pasuk, because in our pasuk basically sound that was from above there you're not supposed to darsh. Now I just wanted now Chof Zion, this is the, we're gonna not really speak about this, but we are. I mean, Chof Zion, this is where it gets problematic, yeah, that you can't teach people unless the Chokom or maybe Malik, right, he understands himself and it's one to one, right? So where does it start? So there's actually a machlokis where do we really start. So here it says Vayera. So sorry, I should now Posik Tesvav, I'm going back. Posik Tesvav, it also says Vayera at the beginning, yeah, you see that? We said there's three Vayeras. Posik Tesvav, it says Vayera. And over here, Chof Zion, also says at the beginning of Posik, it says Vayera. It's the third Vayera. So, right? Vayera. Okay, Vayera, sorry. Thank you. So, Ke'en Chashmal. I saw Ke'en Chashmal. So, there's going to be a machlokis where it starts. If it starts basically from the beginning of the Posik, you can't say anything about. Or from Chashmal, you can't say anything about. And these next two psukim we're not going to say anything about, but these are the two ones that the where it speaks more about Hashem, I think, basically that's the point. And then we're not going to okay. And then Posik Beis, paraphrase is basically Yeshchel's like he gets fall to the ground because of this spiritual, you know, thing. And then Hashem says to him on Parak Beis, Alev Va'omer Elai, he said to me, Ben Adam, Amod, Arego, get up, but I'm going to speak to you. And it's just good to see over here, in Parak Gimel over here, this is the other part of the jumping, it's all in the same encounter basically, but this is the famous passage which we have in Kedusha, this is, here it is, in Yechezkel, and he lifted me up, Yechezkel was lifted up into the air, it's the Ruach, Ve'eshma acharai, and I heard behind me, yeah, kol rash gadol, right, and then it was baruch kvoy d'shem mim koimoy, right, and that's what we say in kedusha, and this was said by, we're not talking about this, that was said by the chayos and the oifonim.
He didn't say baruch.
No, he heard them saying it. So basically, right, so we know in the this was said by the Gemara in Chulin said it was said by the oifonim. But the Marshal says it was obviously said by the Chayos, because the Chayos are higher than the Oifonim. Because there's actually an interesting thing. The Gemara basically says that people, this is basically, when we say Kedusha, right, it's basically when Makabal Ol Mokoshamayim, right? When the angels, they're like, it's synonymous to Shema, basically. Their Shema, it sounds like, basically, is Kedusha. Because it says we're better than the angels. You know why we're better than the angels? Because we mention Hashem's name after two letters. Because we say Shema Yisrael, and then we say Hashem, right? So we say Hashem's name after two letters, whereas the angels say after three. They say Kadosh, 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 and then they say Hashem. So we're better than them, right? So that's fine. So then the Gemara says, but what about so that was the Seraph in what they said, yeah. But what about Baruch? You know, this, right, this passage that we said over here, right? Right, so that's after three, right? So one of the answers is there, because that's talking about the Oifonim, that's a higher level of angels. So they also say, right, on the after two words, or another one is, seeing we've already started, yeah, then basically we give reshus to them that you can carry on, whatever. Meaning, since they already said, because they say Kadosh, 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 I don't know why they did it first, but anyways, we say Kadosh, 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 then it's, right, and then we say Baruch Shem, right, Baruch Kvod Hashem, so since we already said Hashem's name after three, then you can say after two. Anyway, but this is just I just want to show you this is a reference for anyone who, because the next page is going to be pretty straightforward if you just look at these psukim, whatever, and it's going pretty straightforward, it's quite easy if you know the psukim. Anyway, that's it. Okay, so on Thursday we're going to do this. It's very straightforward, the next chapter. And we're still trying to hazard the second perek. And apparently on Moiti Shabbos, there's if this is correct, there's a Malava Malka. Did he tell you about this?
Yeah.
It's happening. So did said parents mentioned it?
Yeah,
okay, fine. Parents mentioned it. So since we mentioned parents from Breslov, so that, there's going to be a Malava Malka next week for all the Kinnim Sefta people. It's an hour steig in.
This week next
week. Coming?
It's coming. Yeah. It's an hour steig in.
9:15 till 10:15,
and then is the Malava Malka going to come to this maybe after
the Mamloes,
and that's going to be at Mamloes. So Bezra, I suggest that I think we should try and crap around on Perek Sheni, what we learn, and solidify that, and then we will really start, and then Yom Rishon we can, you know, even go more further.
We're going to do new stuff, or we're going to go
on Thursday. We're going to do new stuff. On Thursday we need new stuff. Yeah, and then on Moitzi Shabbos we'll try Chazor all the second Perek stuff, but we can still, people should still try and finish off the four Chazoras simultaneously, not to put too much pressure on those people, but I'm here to learn with people if people want to finish off the 4 o'clock, and we can do it, and the people did it, Kol HaKavod, and the people want to do more, Kol HaKavod. Just mamish, everybody's really excited, they were excited, it's an amazing thing.